Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Mem Hei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting in Daled Amud Beis, few lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Chuy Di Mei De Ravado, the uncle of Ravado, Ava Mitzayis Glusei De Rav. He was the guard to keep the Glima of Rav, the clothing the Rav used for davening. B'Tzoyim Rabo on Yom Kippur, Omer Le Rav told him, when you see the sun on top of the trees, to have ligulos, to give him a clothing, then mitzle de mincha, so we can go daven mincha. So you daven mincha when the sun is above the trees. Says the Gemara, v'shimsho bereish diklo tamon, ayamama hu ocho. When there is sun above the trees in Bavel, it stay over here. Stay where is over here? In Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Bavel is very, very deep, as the Gemara is going to tell us. So therefore, the sun there looks lower than the sun in Eretz Yisrael. But that same time that the sun is above the trees in Bavel is compared to the middle of the day here in Eretz Yisrael. The Mara of Yechon, said, with Dafim Heim, with Dafim Tap, Ha'imer Letzulo Charbi, Zu Bavel Shi Zuta Shaloylam. So when we speak about Bavel, the Pasuk says Tzulo. Tzulo means it's the depth of the world. That's where, that's what Bavel is. And that's why it's called Tzulo. Tzulo means depth. So you see the Bavel is deeper than other places, and that's why there it seems that the night comes earlier. Another reason why it's called Tzulo, depth, because that's where all the dead bodies of Dura Mabul went to. That's the Rav of the Pasuk, that the Chalolim of all the Oretz went into Bavel. When he speaks about Bavel originally in the Torah, that's where all the Mesim came. Niru means gathered over there. Tashnuk means with tzar, with pain, below ner, below merchutz, without a candle, without having a bathhouse. And the Rashi Siriloi explains that they don't have the right oil in Bavel, and it's very hard to dig their merchutzos, bathhouses. So they don't have it. That's the tzar that they have in Bavel. They don't have mitzvahs in Bavel. Which mitzvahs? Below truma, below meiser, meaning the mitzvahs at tluyus baaretz, they have to be done in Eretz Yisrael. The heads of Bavel die when they're young. They put an enemy against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara learns over here, the Rav Davin Mincha and Yom Kippur, when it was still day. So the Gemara, Rav Kerav Yudo. Does Rav go with the Shita of Rav Yudo? Do you have to Davin Mincha before Plaga Mincha? So the Gemara, In Tavdini Kerav Bonon, Leisev Yudo Moidi. Meaning, the best thing is to daven where everybody agrees is a good time. If you do before plag, Rabbi Yudu and Rabbanan agree, that's a good mincha. If you do after plag, only Rabbanan agree. So that's why Rav was trying very careful to daven mincha in a time that applies to everybody. So after we learned that you have different davenings, you have sources to shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv, and even musaf, what about ne'ilo? Where is the source to ne'ilo? Omar Ablevi, it says in the Pasuk, Gam ki tarbu tfilo. It says in the Pasuk, even if you daven a lot, I'm not going to listen to you when you're doing Averis. Mashpi, it's good to daven a lot. The more you daven, the better it is. That's Ne'ilah adding more davening. Machlefo shitose de Rav Levi. The shita of Rav Levi is changing. Taman Omer of Abu Brida Papi, of Shuv, the Sachin, Mishem Rav Levi, it's brought down in Bavel. Rav Levi said, Bekol Eitze V'yeh Mutor, V'dvar Sasayim Achle Machzor. Speaking too much, it's just a negative. It's something which is just does a chisorin. Well, how do we see that? By Chano. Chano, they should be bobe tefilo kitzro b'yom v'sha Shmuel. Because Chano davened too much, she caused Shmuel's life to be shorter. Why? Shom rove yeshiv shom ad oylem. She davened that Shmuel should be in Beis HaMikdosh forever. And ad oylem. What does ad oylem mean? V'alo einu lo m'sha Levi ele chamishiv shana. The oylem of a Levi, the time that a Levi works in Beis HaMikdosh is only 50 years. A Levi, when he's 50 years old, he stops working. So when she said that Shmuel will be their ad oilam, meaning the regular oilam of a Levi, she gave him only 50 years for his life. Says more of Shmuel died in the age of 52, not 50. It took 2 years until she stopped nursing him, and then he started officially his life. The 50 years count start after 2 years. And here we see that Levi said differently. He says, better to daven alat. There's a difference between davening individually. There's better not to daven too much. For a tzibur, the schus harabim is better to have more davenings. It says, by chano, she davened alat. Mikan shekol amayra b'tfilo nano seemingly argues and says the chana davening alat was a good thing, not like Levi. Says Moi Moisai hit Neilu. When is the time Neilu? Ramon in the Kisrin Ami it palgun Ravi Abiyachin. Machlokes between Ravi Abiyachin. Ravi Olam in Neilas Shari Shemayim. When he closed the doors of Shemayim, meaning at the end of the day. Abiyachin Olam in Neilas Shari Eichel. When he closed the doors of the Eichel Beis Hamikdosh, which was earlier in the day. Omar of Yudin Antir Dio, that's his name. Masniso Mesele Abiyachin. Bring our right to Abiyachin from Masniso. Beshtoy Shaprokim Akoranim Rishim is Kapayim Arba Peom Biyoim. There's three times that a Koyanim do Nisiyas Kapayim four times a day. Beshachis, Bemusuf, Bemincho, Ubinila Shaharim. Shachis, Musuf, and Mincho, and Nihila. When is that? Taniyois, Bemahamodois, Ubiyom Kippurim. Tainis, Mahamodois, when they stand on the carbon Yom Kippur. If they do Nisiyas Kapayim, Nisiyas Kapayim can be only in the day. So you see over here that Nihila is doing the day, not in the night. That's what the Gemara says, Dafim Hem would base. Islach Mehma Nihila Shari Shamayim Bayoim. If it's Nihila Shari Shamayim, that's already night. That means you can't do because Kohanim has to be a little bit earlier. Achoy deimu dav ado avetzay gulose derav betzoy merabo. Now here this goes back to what the Gemara said in the previous daf. So the uncle of Ado was the guard of Rav, of Rav's clothing, of Rav's glimo. And tzoy merabo when it came to Yom Kippur, omer le katich mishim shebereish dikli, when you see the sun above the trees, tavli gulzi denitzle, give me my glimo so I can daven. And the girsa, the correct girsa, Reb Chaim says over here, mincha. So that's the girsa that we had a previous daf as well. He says, let's daven mincha when the sun is above the trees. So says the Gemara, machlafos the shitos the Rav. The Chur Rav changes his opinion. Tamnu Omer bin Ilah Shari Shemayim. Before he said that you daven Ilo when the day ends. Vekan Omer bin Ilah Shari Eichel. Here it seems if you daven mincha so early, you'll come daven Ilo before the end of the day. So the Gemara, no, Omer Avmant al day daven ma'arich Rav betzlos esagin, because Rav did a very long davening. Have a Megiel le Ni'ilah Shari Shemayim. Even though we daven Mincha early, he used to get to Ni'ilah in the end of the day. It says more Ni'ilah Ma'al Shatif Ter Shel Erev. If daven Ni'ilah, get to the evening, is that good enough for Ma'ariv? Or you need an addition to Ni'ilah to daven Ma'ariv in the night in Moitzi Yom Kippur? Rav Abba Rav Unu B'Shem Rav Ni'ilah Poiteres Shel Erev. They hold that Ni'ilah does Poiter Ma'ariv. Only Rav Abba Rav Unu He'achu Maskir Shel Avdallah. If you daven Ni'ilah only, Havdalah is mentioned, Chayin Adas, you're not saying the bracha of Chayin Adas, where will he mention Havdalah? Have another problem. You're saying seven brachas in Ni'ilah. You need to daven 18 brachas. So how does the seven point to the 18? Didn't you really ask one question on Rav? Answers the Gemara, Omale, begin the task of Tidbotil. Because you already asked the question, you don't ask another question. Maybe you'll be able to answer the first question. So we ask another question. We bring as many questions as possible on the subject. He had a good question. Where Rav Abba asked was a good question. Rav Yonah asked was not such a good question. Why? Rav Yonah asked was, how does the seven brachas point to the 18 brachas? That's not a problem because Kal Hikilu Olav is a kulo mishuta nisoy because of his tiniest shusheva proyter shwonesre. There's a kulo that even though you usually need 18 brachas for ma'ariv, here seven we proyter the 18. The problem is, what about Avdolah? Rav Abba Bar Memel Omer lechavrayo. Rav Abba Memel told his friends, Marayo, my teachers, my rabbeim, mikulchon shamoyes. I learned from all of you she'ein ni'ila proyter shalav. I learned from all these different opinions that disagree with Rav that ni'ila is not proyter ma'ariv. Rav Simon Mishir Yishub and Levi also said, Ein Ni'ilo Pertes Shalerev. Meaning that Ni'ilo is not Poyta Ma'arif. And the Gemara says, Oma Avyoisi Baravon V'Tanya V'Chiyo Ken, he also said a brisa this way, Bechol Yoyim Odom Yitpal Shwones, a person should daven Shwones every day, including B'Moitzi Shabbos, U'B'Moitzi Yom Kippurim, U'B'Moitzi Tainis Tzibur, said Shwones, U'B'Moitzi Shabbos, U'B'Moitzi Yom Kippur, U'B'Moitzi Tainis. So you see over here clearly that you daven Shwones after Yom Kippur and Ni'ilo is not Poyta it. And the Chiddush Yudavin Shmoneh Esrei is twofold. Either to tell us that the Yudavin Shmoneh Esrei don't think that Sheva is Poiter, or says the Charedim also tell me don't say a bracha of Otochan Antonu on its own, as Shitas Rebbe Akiva is, but you include that in one of the brachas. So don't say 19 brachas, say only 18 brachas. And with this we end Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Memhei.